Hughes, and Ben Thomas. The prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey has hit another hurdle. Eric Tucker was at the court for us.
The stated purpose of the arguments was on a defense motion asserting that the prosecution against him is vindictive, but the actual headline came near the end of the hearing when the Justice Department, in a fairly remarkable concession, acknowledged that not all grand jurors were present for the return of the second and final indictment in the case. Comey's lawyers say that that is grounds for dismissal. The judge said he would take it under advisement and that it was too weighty of an issue to decide from the bench. But it really does further imperil a prosecution that's already been subject to multiple challenges, including to the legitimacy of the prosecutor who brought the case.
Congress is sending President Trump a bill to compel the Justice Department to make public its case files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
But also providing maximum transparency.
Harvard University's reopened an investigation into connections between its former president, Larry Summers, and Epstein. This is what he told one of his classes yesterday.
Some of you will have seen my statement of regret, expressing my shame with respect to what I did in communication with Mr. Epstein, and that I've said that I'm going to step back from public activities, but I think it's very important to fulfill my teaching obligations.
That sound courtesy Lola DeAscentis. Summers is also resigning from the board of OpenAI. The U.S. trade deficit fell by nearly 24% in August as President Trump's tariffs pushed imports lower. And another erratic day for stocks, but the main indexes closed higher. The S&P added 0.4%, the Nasdaq 0.6. The Dow gained 47 points, just 0.1%. This is AP News. Poland's retaliating diplomatically against Russia after a recent case of railway sabotage.
Poland's foreign minister says he will order the closure of the last Russian consulate still operating in the country after authorities said two Ukrainian citizens working for Moscow are suspected of blowing up a railway line in Poland. Radek Sikorski says he had repeatedly warned Russia that its diplomatic and consular presence would be reduced further if it didn't cease hostile actions against Poland. The closure will leave Russia with only its embassy in Warsaw. On Monday, Prime Minister Donald Tusk told the Polish parliament the two suspects had been collaborating with the Russian secret services for a long time, adding their identities were known but could not be revealed to the public because of an ongoing probe and that the pair had already left Poland, crossing into Belarus. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.